Arguing is our love language.
It's not arguing, it's intense conversation.
We're very passionate people about each other and the things in our lives we're committed to.
When we met, we were 18 and have done a lot of growing up together.
We have three kids, love Jesus, and caffeine.
You're listening to Two Coffees and an Argument.
That's right, this is Two Coffees and an Argument, and I'm your host, Jeff Vail.
And I'm Hannah Vail. I guess I'm a co-host.
We're the Vails.
We are the Vails. And we have the craziest episode I think we've ever recorded today.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. You know, we will get to the craziest of crazy things, and we've had a lot of crazy things over the last few years, a lot of wild things go on. But I guess first things first, since we last talked, I actually had undergone a major surgery.
Yeah. You were scheduled. So on the last episode, I think we said you were scheduled to go to Worlds, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And that didn't end up happening.
No.
Not this year anyways. It's happening next year. We're already planning for the future.
We were 2 weeks out and partially ruptured my left bicep tendon, which...
Just the sound of that word in that sentence makes me like cringe.
You know, what's very common between, you know, or what is the same between a partial and a complete rupture of your bicep tendon is your arm doesn't work at all.
Yeah. And it was your dominant arm.
Yeah. So you can't steer a car. You can't rotate your shower. Hand over. Your bicep tendon actually makes you be able to rotate your palm from palm up to palm down. So I couldn't rotate my arm over. My bicep kind of just hung there.
Yep.
It wasn't particularly painful.
I just think you have a high pain tolerance.
It just didn't work. But when it popped, it sounded like a dead blow hammer hitting like the floor or something. It just went, and then my arm didn't work anymore. But luckily, and thanks to the awesome Dr. Shannon Woods over at Cox Sports Medicine, he was very instrumental in helping me. I went into the sports walk-in medicine walk-in clinic the next day. He basically looked at it, said, we need to get you an MRI stat, which I didn't realize that meant like within the hour.
Like but right
he said,
now.
We need to get you an MRI, and you only have 30 days to get this fixed. But he said, Jeff, I think you ruptured your bicep tendon, but you know that you ruptured your bicep tendon, is what he said to me. And he said he was ordering that MRI stat and that we would get that. And then the nurse came in and I said, so am I coming back tomorrow for the MRI or something? She's like, oh, no, honey, you got to go get it right now.
Oh, no, honey, that's happening right now.
And if any of you know me or have seen me, I am not the skinniest of individuals or slimmest. So being stuffed in a metal tube that you have to sit in for like 45 minutes. And this was even worse because they had to lock my arm in a box above my head. And I was wedged into that thing, like with my arm above my head where I couldn't move. And that was not enjoyable. I actually made them give me some Xanax in order to be able to do that.
But you did really well on the actual day of surgery.
Really well. That was the worst thing about the whole thing. I mean, it was painful. My arm felt like crap, and it was messed up. But the anesthesia made me so sick for like days. Like I would just be sitting there and just get nauseous all of a sudden. So,
well, and if we're just being honest, I think more of the pain was the fact that you were sitting there watching Worlds happen the day after your surgery.
Yes, I had some teammates competing and other friends of mine, like my friend Jeremy Brick, competing at Worlds, and shout out to Jeremy's a world champ, absolutely awesome competitor, a good friend of mine, and my other friends were competing there and I wanted to support them, and it was very, very tough to do that, but it's healed up. Back in the gym.
Yeah, you just got the all clear.
Not fully released by the surgeon, or I am fully released by the surgeon, not completely back to being able to go as hard as I want to be able to go in the gym, but that's right around the corner. So,
I think the funniest part of it all to me was when I was helping you take a shower and realized that we were wrapping your arm because we couldn't get it
wet. What did we wrap it with?
That would be press and seal. That worked Glad the best.
Press and seal.
Press and seal to the rescue.
If you have an injury or something that you need to wrap up to shower, take a normal shower, press and seal.
But I went to like press under your arm and raise, and I was like, oh, they shaved your armpit.
They did. They shaved
your like,
armpit.
He was like, what? Yeah. I don't know why that was so funny to me, because we didn't know. They did come in and like shave your arm and stuff, but they didn't shave your armpit prior to surgery. They must have gotten you back there and been like, this armpit hair has got to go.
Yeah, the alpha male in me did not like to shave pits for sure. But yeah,
so that was funny.
Crazy. I had to wear a cage in my arm for a few weeks and different things, but I was pretty fortunate. It's healed up really good and back to the relatively normal size, and you know.
Yeah. So we'll plan for Worlds for next year. Got some good things coming.
But, you know, that is a small trial. But yesterday we woke up and started our day just as any other day.
Yeah.
And then we got a call that...
that our coffee shop building collapsed. And it's not our building. We don't own the building. Our coffee shop...
Let me say that again.
...is housed.
Our coffee shop building collapsed.
Fell down.
Literally like collapsed.
Walls of Jericho.
Bricks strewn everywhere. There's pictures online if you're Facebook friends with us. Yeah.
Yeah, or it's on the news. Or I mean, it was minutes before people were like messaging, texting. I still haven't even responded to everything this morning because yesterday was just kind of a blur. And we needed to do this podcast episode anyways, but I needed to be able to like sit down and process it all. I'm an internal processor. Jeff is a verbal processor. So I had all day and all night yesterday to think everything through.
Don't act like you know me.
Oh, yeah. And so I was like, hey, we need to like sit down in the morning, talk through everything while it's fresh. So yesterday morning, I got a call from Megan at the coffee shop, and I answered. It was 8:42 in the morning on my phone. And she never calls. We text all the time. But to see an actual like ring, ring phone call come through, it was like, hello? And I don't even remember exactly what she said, but basically the coffee shop is collapsing. The walls are, and I was like, are you kidding? Like, it's the week between Christmas and New Year's. I don't know. I just was in disbelief. She was finally like, I'm not joking. So, and you know, normally I like get up and get ready for my day starting work from home in like clothes and get ready and go to the office, but I was still in my stretchy pants yesterday.
She ran into the garage barefoot, was going to hop in her car with no car keys or anything.
I mean, I basically like fell down the stairs. I was like, oh my gosh, I just got to get there. It's only like 3 minutes away.
So we slowed down.
Not really. Because from that phone call to when we took the first picture was literally like 3 minutes.
Went down there.
Down to the coffee shop on the square.
There was cop cars and fire engines and...
I don't know. Confirming. I just pictured like a few bricks fell off, but we're talking about like we pulled up and I can't even
like fell off basically.
I cannot even tell you my thoughts, my heart, my anything at the time.
Yeah. Bricks everywhere exploded. I mean, it was nuts.
Exploded.
It was the oldest building in town, but when we leased it, there were some waviness to a wall, I guess you could say, in there, but we had asked. They said no, we had it inspected.
Everything had been inspected.
You know, the city had inspected it and given an occupancy permit. Like, you know, there were people that lived above that, above the shop in a loft. You know, there was nothing, you know, that really made us think that would actually happen. And thankfully, and we'll just say it to get it out there for those wondering, nobody was hurt. So
the people who lived upstairs, there's an office upstairs.
We're out of town. The other loft that's rented for an office, that person wasn't there. Once it started to crack, everybody in the shop made it out the back, and we had two customers and a couple of employees, and nobody was hurt. I mean, it was an absolute miracle. The person that always sat in the front corner table that would have had it fall in on them was late getting there. And was walking down the street and saw the
he came up and saw
the shop crumbled and you know dodged one there that he was not there when that happened. So, you know, it was a miracle. We're so thankful and we thank God that nothing, you know, happened as far as hurt people. A huge shout out to the fire department.
Like, yes,
like the building's condemned. So you can't, you know, like we are not allowed to go in there, you know, like other than like kind of peeking into the door a little bit in the back room, which, you know, that part of the building was still relatively stable. But huge shout out to the Ozark Fire Department. They went in and rescued
Vicky.
Our equipment. I mean, things that cost a lot of money. And, you know, yes, we have insurance and the business was covered and stuff like that. But, you know, some of that stuff is irreplaceable. You know, that machine that we got is a very rare machine. It's hard to come by.
And I just loved it.
Yeah, that would have been a tough machine to replace. So it meant a lot that they did that. But they went in there. Huge shout out to them. They did not have to do that. They went in there, you know, and risked their safety to go in there and save stuff for us and did it, you know. So they've got a big thank you coming from the Vales for sure. And yeah, just a crazy experience, you know. But like, you know, through it all, you know, and we've talked about it a little bit on the podcast, we've had a wild few years. I mean, the Vales have had a crazy few years. We've had successful businesses that we thought would stand the test of time, you know, be decimated by stuff outside of our control. You know, we've had, you know, just crazy things happen. We've had a bunch of lows and times where we didn't know that we were going to make it and, you know, and then turn around and God work in ways that we never imagined, you know, never imagined whatsoever. And, you know, my first inclination when we got there and saw this, you know, was not a, oh, just another thing that happened or this is bad or anything, because it is bad. You know, you don't want your business, the building your business is in, to suffer a catastrophic failure.
No, and it impacts like the square and the businesses on the square.
And your employees, I mean, it's not just us. All this stuff.
Right.
But my first gut feeling I had was that somehow this is going to turn out for the better.
Yeah.
And I do feel that way. I think somehow this is going to turn out for the better. I don't know how. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. If any of you listen to the show, I would stay tuned because I think we're going to have some miraculous things that we're going to talk about. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do feel that way.
Yeah, so do I. I think we both just like have, I mean, had this sense of anticipation. And maybe there's just this realization that like stuff is stuff, right? It's a building. It's stuff. People are okay. People are irreplaceable. And we know that no matter what, you can take everything away, right? We're still standing. Our relationship is still strong. We've been through so much that we can like see the future with anticipation rather than dread. And when we started the coffee shop, that was one of the things that, you know, I had foundationally thought about when, you know, we went with the adventure. Like I had been in a season of prayer when we talked about it. And I just really felt like it was, you know, that Joshua 1:9 of like, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? And going about things with, okay, like I may not know what's around the next bend, but I know that God's in control, that I can walk by faith and things are going to be okay one way or another.
Yeah.
So, I do want to also say like the businesses in our community, the Ozark community itself, individual people, people I didn't even know necessarily knew or cared, have reached out to us, have offered to help, have offered building space, have offered, I mean, just everything.
And, you know, I think a lot of that, we are so thankful for all the people that have reached out, things that they've done, people, you know, offering to help us out. You know, what Hannah tried to create there, and I say Hannah because, you know, I supported Hannah in this, but this was her baby. This is something that she put together, her and her staff, her friends, Jill, Megan. I mean, Chloe worked. They tried to, you know, create an experience that really 100% was for the community.
Yeah.
You know, it had their fingerprints all over it, but, you know, it was really, they wanted a place where the community could come, And it was something downtown. It was different. There are plenty of coffee shops in Ozark. I think there's like six or something in
now, yeah,
in Ozark. And there's some great ones. Like we have, you know, yeah, anybody who sells coffee, like there's not enough coffee shops still, you know. But we forged out this business and you know, created this place where, you know, I mean, where there was a lot of awesome stuff happened in such a short period of time. And she really always did it for the community, and it meant a lot to her to have something down there. And, you know, I think that all the people reaching out just shows what an impact she had and what the shop did and what it was. And, you know, you know, we don't know what the future holds or what nope. it looks like at the next steps yet. It's so fresh. I mean, it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But man, we are so thankful for that nobody was hurt. We're so thankful for all the outpouring and support. I will say that for anybody that listens to this, and we'll probably get more people listening with everything that's going on if you tune in.
When your building falls down.
But, you know, right now there's been some people that reach out and want to do like a GoFundMe or something like that. And right now we are not, that's just not something that we need. Thankfully we had the business covered, and there is a lot of, you know, other things, you know, that will be coming, but we don't need your donations, you know, if we reopen or if.
Right. Not that we're not thankful. Yeah. We are super thankful. Super we
thankful
just
for that.
Want
that
everybody is, to know that yeah. we did have it, you know, insured. And maybe we should take this time to say, check your insurance. Yeah, make sure you have all covered. Your business personal property sure. covered.
Find a good agent. Make sure that you have something that yeah. actually is not just trying to win your business by making it look cheap, but actually is trying to give you what you need.
So, sure, because if something like this happens, you want to know what's covered, yep. business interruption, all those things. So thankfully we yep. took the time and did that. So
and you know, you just want to make sure that you have what you need. But, you know, again, we don't want any donations at this point. The best way that you can support is by supporting other local businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
because when
if you have to go buy coffee someplace else because we're closed or whatever, we apologize that we're closed, but support other local businesses. The more businesses that survive in our Southwest Missouri community, the happier we are.
And when I know sidewalks might be closed or streets might be closed, but it really does make a difference to the small businesses, especially down on the square. If you're in the area that you go there, or I don't know if some of them have the option to buy online or whatever, like it creates hardship for all of them when people can't get into their storefronts. And they're just, I mean, these businesses are owned by local hardworking people, a lot of them families who put in so much time and effort. So some questions that I've had, the piano.
Yes.
We do not think at this point. So demo is beginning today.
That's how quick it goes, people.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're just not sure what's going to be able to be salvaged. And because it has to be, you know, specific people in the building who are strategically trying to dismantle things, because all day yesterday, even after the initial fall, all day there were pieces falling. Bricks, whatever. Really sad, because, you know, this is a piece of history, and we did get to get a few bricks that I don't know what I'm going to do with yet.
This building was built in 1880.
Yeah. So there's actually discrepancy about that. 1880 was what I was originally told. And then I saw in a book, that one of the local historians had written that it was 1905. And I think that's what was actually published in an article yesterday. There were a lot of articles written, but anyways, it doesn't matter. Between sometime in that span, it was built, and it's very old. So lots of really cool history. The hardwood floors are gorgeous. The bricks, it's really sad to me that that's gone. And they're not going to be able to rebuild at this point. That's not looking like something that's going to happen, so that the integrity of the, you know, structure can be safe. But anyways, they're going to start demo at the front, and are possibly anticipating, you know, that the rest of it will, I don't know, collapse, fall apart. I'm not sure. Nobody really knows, I guess, at this point. So we're not thinking, because the piano was up towards the front, that or the tables and chairs or any of those things will be able to be salvaged. The hand-drawn wall was along that side that crumbled in. So one of the firefighters said maybe they could try to get a piece of that art from that wall, I would love it, appreciate it if they did. Definitely not banking on anything at this point. But
yeah, they're going to start picking that building apart, and we really hope it doesn't cause any damage to the other building that's next to it, because they're literally built right next to each other. I mean,
they're not connected.
Not connected, but they touch each other.
Yeah, everything is right up against each other.
But yeah, I mean, just a crazy, crazy day. Like, there's so many emotions you go through, being like sad, relieved, you know, like all these different things at the same time. But like, man, I really look at this as just a time of I really have a lot of optimism about the future with this. I don't know why. It's really, I think it just goes back to our faith, and that, you know, sometimes the Lord does provide a peace that passes understanding.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have a business that fell in, and we both have a peace about it. And there's no reason why. So, you know, I think that really goes back, and if you're somebody who struggles with that, or you're somebody who's not known that faith, you know, like, you know, that's one of the greatest things about being a Christian, you know, is that there are times when God, you know, just in a supernatural way gives you a peace about stuff when everything feels like it's going crazy. You know,
it's literally and figuratively falling.
You know, I mean, you look at the different times and stuff like that people go through, and, you know, you look at even stories in the Bible, you know, and I think that sometimes that we think we're in this fire and we're going to get burned up. And, you know, I heard it said that you think you're in the fire and you're going to get burned up, but it's really just God making you fireproof. And I think over the last few years that the Lord has really made us fireproof. And when you look at the Bible and you look at, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, like, God could have, extinguished the fire. God could have, done a lot of things, but he had them walk through the fire, and he was in the fire with them, you know, at the same time that he had them do that. He made them fireproof. And that was to show that, you know, really back up other scripture, you know, that it says no weapon formed against you shall prosper, you know, like that's what it says, but it doesn't say that no weapon will be formed, you know?
That's so true.
You know, these things come, but if you don't know that faith, I would encourage you to find a local church, find a place, a body of believers to go to and learn about the Lord, because it's the greatest gift that we can possibly have.
Yep. Preach it, Brother Jeffrey. Well, I guess until next time, I'll share this one last thing and then we'll peace out until the new year. But, you know, I had literally just this week laid out my calendar for 2023, and this surprisingly was not a part of the plan. But minutes after, as we were standing, so I was standing next to my sister Chloe, who does all of our social media basically for the shop. She does so many things. She's amazing. So it's basically, you know, between Megan, Jill, Chloe, me, we kind of all play our part. We all have our strengths and we just work well together, but Chloe does all the social media stuff. She's probably the nicest one of all of us. I guess we'd all agree on that. And she had scheduled a post that said basically like ringing in the new year, what are your goals? And just as the building was like still having dust settle. And I was like, ooh, our New Year's goals just got revamped. We should probably look at what all we have posted for the rest of January, scheduled to post for the rest of January, and maybe edit that for now. So, and as for now, the shop is closed until we figure out where we're going, what we're doing, and Vicky's hanging out in the garage. So, all right, Jeff. Well, thanks for coming on here and processing with me.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Have a good one.